sacred duty of a knight is to do good deeds and true. When a dragon steals a maiden, he rides to her rescue. While vanquishing that dragon, he keeps all he can from harm. Yeah, I know all that. Let's get back to the damage to my farm. I was minding my own business in the backyard with a hoe. No, a garden tool, you stupid fool, back where the praties grow. The sun was warm, the breeze was soft, the grass had all been cut, when a big-ass flippin' dragon crashes headfirst on my hut. Well, right behind Sir Gallyhoo on horseback sets his lance, the dragon took the point, went sliding backwards through me fence. He hit a log and stopped, and then Sir What's-His-Face went over and landed on my sheepdog, who's now pushing up the clover. The sheep, they all went running while Sir Dinkus got up right, and I'll admit, he challenged Mr. Dragon to a fight. The dragon set the maiden down, he'd held her in his jaws, and he went right after the knight, all flames and wings and claws. Now I couldn't rightly tell you who did what to whom or how, but they cleared my 47 acres quick as any plow. Except, of course, I only plow before the crops are sown, and this was bloody August when the bloody things are grown. Well, finally the dragon fled, Sir Shrinky Dink stood tall. He'd killed off half my animals and all my crops for fall. And I still can pay my tax, Your Honor, I don't need my hut, but I raised that sheepdog from a pup. Sir Doof here squashed his butt. So what I want is simple, have him sell his metal tights. Without 'em, maybe next time he'll be mindful where he fights. And with the proceeds I'll rebuild my hut and fix my farm. You'll notice this fair maiden who's now hanging on my arm. Your Honor, thanks for letting me explain this whole attack. And you, Sir, what's a sitting staring daggers at my back? In case you're thinking vengeance, sir, there's something you should know. That dragon's now my sheepdog, and he wants another go.